Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukeet. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Thanks so much for being with us. 73 degrees in the capital city right now. Welcome back to the News Hour. That was an interesting interview with Joe Henry from LULAC, talking about the refugee children massed on our border and now being placed all over in the United States. Interesting stuff. With us in studio to talk about the Des Moines Business Mixer, this is a great thing. This is where an opportunity for y'all to talk amongst yourselves and network and get to know each other and do all those fun things. And this is the relaunch of the Des Moines Business Mixer. It's going to be over at the Des Moines Social Club tomorrow evening. With us in studio, Laura Kennard and Liz Need and D.A. Arthur. Welcome back.
Hello.
Good. Hello. Thank you for having us.
All of you have been with me in the past, I think.
I think we are. We're all like alum now.
Yeah, alum. Yeah, alumni of the News Hour. That's
pretty
cool.
Forever changed, Michael Libby. Forever changed.
You know, Liz Need. That's Liz Need, ladies and gentlemen. You can't tell at all, you know, because she's so introspective. How was Mount Kilimanjaro, by the way? Pretty good?
It was amazing.
Yeah,
it was. I wanted transformational. Like, I really, that I went there with
something,
that intention that I wanted it to be something more than just climbing a mountain, which would have been enough. And it was fantastic. I had never been to Africa. That is a place that was just one little part of Africa, in Tanzania. 19,000 feet will bring out some lessons.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lessons on yourself.
Absolutely.
Well. Yeah, and other people around you.
That's the funny thing. It's all inside.
It is.
All the lessons when you're on a mountain with, there's no Netflix, there's no networking.
How did you survive?
I didn't talk on the phone for 6 days.
Wow, that must have been a breaker for you.
It was, you know, what I say is in the first 2 days, my brain would not stop chattering. And then on the third day, she passed out. the little Liz inside my head completely passed out, and I had some space to really think about some things and came up with some awesome plans that I'm working on the second half of the year.
You know, isn't that interesting, Laura and DA, when you have that alone time, when you're not struck by all of the ways in which we communicate, you've actually got time to think. As a matter of fact, I always say, and I say this in several of my presentations that I make, is that one of the basic fallacies of our society is that we don't value thinking anymore. We don't value closing the door to the office and actually thinking about stuff because we're doggone busy doing all the time.
You know? And silence.
Yeah, silence.
Which I'm the last to know that silence was so powerful, honestly. But listen, I can pick on myself.
Mount Everest next. You can go with some Sherpas.
I had altitude problems above 15,000 feet. So 4,000 feet of this whole thing was very hard. And so I'm not going to climb another mountain for a while.
I don't blame you.
But I'm going to find something else cool to do.
Well, we have something cool to talk about. Now, this is kind of climbing a mountain when you relaunch something, Laura. This is the Des Moines Business Mixer. First of all, we'll ask you, what happened to the old Des Moines Business Mixer?
Sure. Well, the Des Moines Business Mixer started out as an event that brought businesses into the Des Moines Social Club when it was on Locust.
Mm-hmm.
And the point was that busy small business owners didn't have enough time or reason to get to the social club and really see the value that it brings to the community. And there was a lot of sponsorship opportunities. And rather than going out to all of them, we said, why don't you come and see the space and mix with each other and look at sponsor opportunities and get a feel for the space.
Yeah.
And so that's where it began. And it was so successful. And so many of the owners loved an opportunity to hear a speaker. The format is always with a speaker. And then the rest of the time, we do door prizes. We do networking. We share ideas, how to market your business. And so when they went to the interim location, it wasn't conducive. And now that they're in their permanent location again, although it's not an official function, I said, let's do it there again.
Sure.
You know, so everyone's excited. Most of the about 80 people that plan to attend tomorrow haven't seen the social club yet. So it'll be a great opportunity.
Very nice.
There.
Yeah, I have not yet seen it either. I don't do anything other than work.
I don't watch Netflix.
I think to your point about technology as well, even though this isn't going to be quiet with 80 people and Liz speaking about her travels, it still is an opportunity to connect in person, which owners in their busy lives don't get to do very often. And there really is still nothing that it replaces that
IRL.
Yeah.
In real life.
Right. Yeah, in real exactly. life. Yeah, so that's the relaunch.
That certainly is. And with us also, along with Liz and Laura, is D.A. Arthur. And D.A. Is also, he's an interloper. Is that what you called yourself when you were out there?
What
were you?
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it's
a
nice
throwback. I was just trying to throw a little bit of verbal ledger domain to
you. I see. Well, I like that word, interloper.
It's
I also
Mad Men or something.
I like the word rutabaga too.
Rutabaga?
Yeah, I love that word.
You know, that's the problem is that that the next thing you know, you have to deal with kohlrabi. And
there you go.
Kohlrabi, another word I've always wondered about.
See, you're learning something today on the News Hour. That's why we're all here.
Yeah, but you have to have a fascination. But the idea here was to, Laura had mentioned some of this idea of rebooting this, and since I dealt a lot with the information technology world, you know, doing, you know, the weather radar thing way back when and all that sort of stuff, I thought, well, why not have me help kick in a little bit here and there? So, yeah.
And he's being very modest because what he's done is brought to us a great sponsor in Financial Architects. And so he's really been the connector of the sponsorship that's going to bring the appetizers and a lot of free stuff to the event.
Oh, free stuff.
So, it's the appetizers.
Yeah, it's not Liz Need and her tales of Mount Kilimanjaro and how she built her business.
Well, in fairness, we had a good chunk even before Financial Architects threw in their support for free appetizers.
Nice.
But they are doing that, and we're very gracious that Dan made that connection, and he's been a great mobilizer for the event as well.
There you go. So everybody
I call myself the mobilizer, being
not interloper, it's mobilizer.
That's true, yes. Well, you know, the phoneapp.com thing and all that rest of the stuff. We do creative exercises to stir up excitement in the city of Des Moines.
If we need more.
Well, we are trying to make a calmer, more meditative sort.
Oh.
So Liz will help instruct us to be a little more contemplative from her escape from civilization.
I see.
She's going to transport us into that other realm at the speaking event.
It's like going to Baxter.
It is. Or what's
kidding.
After Waukee? What's beyond Waukee?
Adele.
One of those places.
Adele.
Okay.
You know, isn't that curious? We get so centric when we're in the city of Des Moines that we sometimes forget about our beautiful communities that are also within the metro, but still a little bit
like Windsor
out.
Heights.
Like Windsor Heights.
Or Johnston.
Yeah. We talk about Windsor Heights and Johnston all the time and Urbandale and, you know, all the great West Des Moines. And, you know, who else joined the partnership? This is crazy. I mean, you see, now I've got my ADD kicking in here. We're on a different project altogether. But our friends over in Grinnell are now part of Pella. Are part of this. So, yeah, this is we're growing out there.
Absolutely.
What can people expect, Laura, at the Des Moines Business Social, other than listening to Liz and food?
Sure. Well, we are kind of billing it as a mixer of mixers. In Des Moines, there's lots of great opportunities and business to network. A lot of times they're in the pockets of industry,
sure,
like Tech Brew, which is wonderful, and Startup Drinks, which I was just at, but really wanted to bring together people that have legacy small businesses or they're startups or they are entrepreneurs or investors, etc., and marketers that work with small businesses together to mix in an environment that really gets people to learn outside of their normal line of work. So it is a mixer of mixers, and at 5 o'clock, you can sign in.
How much does it cost to go?
Free and open to the public. And so at 5 o'clock, just come as soon as you get off work, grab some appetizers. At 5:30, Liz will begin speaking and sharing. 6 o'clock, we're going to do some tours of the social club for everyone. And in addition to that, we'll be doing door prizes from many local businesses, including Mallow, who's doing the appetizers, is giving a $50 gift certificate drawing to their restaurant, Mallow.
The big question is, why not? Why wouldn't you come?
Yeah, really?
Well, I mean, there's no – you just have the cost of the gas to get down there and the mileage on your vehicle.
F-R-E-E.
Everything else is free. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also have coffee from Capes Cafe. So, and Costco has pitched in two great big giant cakes for us. So.
Oh, Costco cake is the bomb.
Costco
cake,
yeah, they really are.
It isn't. I know it's not local, but that is some good cake.
But you know, Costco is so supportive of everything in the Des Moines area. So it's wonderful.
Excellent.
We pulled it together, and
so
I think it's going to be awesome.
5 o'clock tomorrow, Des Moines Social Club. Relaunch of the Des Moines Mix. Okay, so after tomorrow, what's the hope? What do you hope to do after that?
We already have Danny Beyer lined up to speak in September on networking.
About bow ties. He's coming in to talk about bow ties.
And we probably have someone in August, I'm confirming, so we'll wait on that. But we plan to do it every month again, the format of 20 to 30-minute speaker, door prizes, networking until 7:30, and hopefully off to dinner for some people we'll hang around after.
That would be nice. Yeah. I can't go. But
you can come after.
Maybe I could come
afterwards.
I
think you should come after. Michael, I'm not just talking about the mountain. I'm talking about how the mountain helped me build my business. I signed up a coaching client in the Tanzanian airport.
Of course you did.
On my way back to the States.
Of course you did.
By design, right?
Yeah, of course.
You got to come and see. I mean, there's just no saying.
Anytime I can see some good people, that's always well worth it. Now, some folks might think that this is only limited to young techie type people.
Well, I'm 43, and so can get in, anybody can get in.
And just had a birthday, by the way, very long ago.
No, no, I've been 43 for about half a year.
Oh,
I'm well on my way to 44. But yeah, all different types of people have signed up. I've looked at least on the Facebook list, and there's all different types.
On the Facebook list, we have representatives from so many cross-sections of business, so many ages. It's exactly what we wanted in this mixer. That's why we think it's important to do something like this.
Sure.
And connect people with not just taking that startup, but what does it look like to continue on in that startup and into a business that exists?
Well, I think we ought to all be in on this.
I think so, too.
You know,
and you got 80 people coming. You should have more.
We should, and I think it'll keep growing.
I just appreciate that they're doing it. You know,
right,
that's the best thing about Des Moines is that we do come up with ideas and execute them, and it's not always, you know, how it directly benefits you. I mean, you guys just want to do it. So.
Well, just to throw in then, I am a small business coach and marketer, and so, of course, I like to be able to mix with business owners
absolutely.
As well.
There you go. So it's not altruistic.
Do we find
it? Not completely, but I like good things to happen in Des Moines.
All of us do, because, you know, anyway, when the sea goes up all the way around us, it lifts all boats or something like that, whatever that saying is. Every one of us happen to be our own business owners, as a matter of fact. You know, we all work at several different things, and that's part of it. Do you find yourself oftentimes communicating with the same people at these mixers? I was very active for a while. Before we started the broadcast, I had lots of extra time in the evenings, and since August 26th, my tuchus is here from 5 until 6 o'clock every night. So I don't necessarily have a lot of latitude to go to a lot of various things. But it was at a point where we were talking to the same people over and over again.
And that is the other beauty of this one, is that I'm looking at the list. 16 of my personal friends are there. The rest, I've never met.
Wow.
So this is an opportunity for people that have never gotten together before to get together.
And there's plenty of time for that networking opportunity, sharing cards and saying howdy.
Absolutely.
6:30 to 7:30, total open networking.
I'm excited to meet people.
In between the cake.
In between the cake and the food from Financial Architects.
Yes.
And we hope to see Michael Libby after the show because it's very close.
It is.
To here.
Right down the street.
Really, no excuses.
I know. No excuses. No work excuses for tomorrow. That's probably going to happen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much, Laura, for coming in. DA, good to see you again, as always. What's the name of the app or the business?
It's phoneapp.com.
Phoneapp.com.
Yes.
Very nice. And the lovely and multi-talented Liz Need.
Thank you for having me. It's always good to see you.
Always great to see you as well. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, and for our first guest, Joe Henry from LULAC, what an interesting conversation that was about refugee children seeking to come to Iowa and some groups that are attempting to help that along. For Joe Henry, for Liz, and for DA, and also for Laura, and the staff, that would be Mariah Lewis, Monica Murray, our good friend, Dustin Halderson. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. And Mary Sayers, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, wow, that's a list, isn't it? My name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.